We are back at the Pleasant Street Tea Company now. I'm Rick Moore along with Heather Atwood. And this is MSO News Sports and Heather of the Other Cape and the two moms, the Midpod, and the story behind the recipe. But today, big news coming out of Rockport.
Breaking news in Rockport, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Wine and beer are back, and it's been since 1856 that they've been gone.
So everybody knows in Rockport the story of Hannah Jumper, and she's got to be jumping out of her grave right now about this.
Hannah Jumper is not having a good day. There are probably a lot of people who aren't having a good day, but yes. And, you know, I have to say, because I just like history, and I like the story of Hannah Jumper, mm-hmm. I was in favor of Rockport remaining a dry town way back, I think it was 10 years ago, that mm-hmm. it voted to bring in wine and beer into restaurants.
Do you live in Rockport?
I do live in Rockport, oh, okay. Yeah. And I thought, oh, it makes it so sweet, and then those window boxes, and I love the window boxes, and the window boxes will be gone if we bring in alcohol. I mean, I was that loony. I actually believed that alcohol would destroy the window boxes in Rockport. Okay. And it has not. It has been absorbed into the town in a really nice way. And we have some really nice restaurants. Feather and Wedge is a lovely place to have a glass of wine and look at the ocean, and they have very good food. And the Fish Shack now has like a little bar culture down there, which I know locals really enjoy, and it's a nice thing, particularly.
Wait. No locals really enjoy, or you know that locals enjoy?
I know locals enjoy. Okay. Yeah, I have not been there, I have to say, because I should just say Feather and Wedge is kind of more mm-hmm. my style. Mm-hmm. So, but I know the Fish Shack is great, mm-hmm. and I know people really, really enjoy that. I think they have a TV there, you know, so.
Yeah, I know that the restaurant itself is not open right now. I think it's seasonal or whatever, but yeah, the tavern is, and I guess they have food there. But what is the story behind Hannah Jumper in short form? Are you familiar with that?
Well, I'm familiar enough to know probably what everybody knows, is she was the women in Rockport in the mid-19th century were very upset because their husbands were drinking too much. And supposedly Hannah Jumper, the women pulled all the rum barrels out into the streets and smashed the barrels.
Like
and yeah, and there was supposedly rum running down the streets of Rockport. And they said, no more. We will have this no more. So they declared Rockport dry.
Did you ever see the Pirates of the Caribbean movies with Jack, yeah. What's his name? Jack.
Johnny Depp, I know.
No, yeah, but it's Jack Sparrow. Yeah, and it, yeah. Oh, the rum. Save, not the rum.
Well, you know there was some men thinking that, yeah.
So anyway, where is this beer and wine going to be sold now?
At the Cracker Jacks. And if anybody knows Rockport at all, they know Cracker Jacks. Cracker Jacks is the best store maybe in the world. Every time I go into that place, I say to those ladies, you have never not had exactly what I need. I mean, I'm talking about if you need a little plug for your drain, if you lost that, if you need a children's toy for a birthday party, if you need Halloween decorations, if everything. They have everything. But now they have wine and beer, too.
So it's the Amazon local, I guess, right?
It is. And they have a they started bringing in groceries. Maybe around Thanksgiving time they started doing that. And it is actually a nice little market. It really is. They have a nice selection of produce. They have a really strong showing of local food.
Okay.
Trupiano sausage. If a place sells Trupiano sausage, I am really happy.
And you would know that. That's very good. Okay, so that's pretty cool, and that is breaking news. We just saw that today. Before we get to our countdown number 24 and 23 on the best list, the best dishes in America, what about an update on the Other Cape?
The Other Cape. Well, we are, I think I mentioned this the last time we spoke, but I'll mention it again. We are slowly, gradually integrating a food blog into the Other Cape. And the food blog is going to be written by me. It's going to be short pieces, not the long in-depth stories we usually do. And we are going to try to feature recipes from local people, like mm-hmm. all kinds of local people. So short profile of somebody and give us a recipe.
And you're going to give us the story behind the story behind the recipe.
I am going to do that here. I may not do it in the blog. The blog is going to be heavy on who is this person, why are they important in our community, and what's their recipe. And did I tell you what one of my favorite new recipes is?
No.
So the first person I interviewed for this project was Inga McCarthy from Cake Ann. Do you know about Cake Ann?
Yes, you did.
She is such a big, and she has this amazing dinner roll recipe. I've been serving those dinner rolls to people everywhere and all over Cape Ann. Every time I do, they say, this is an amazing recipe. So watch out for that.
Okay. And that's coming up when? Do you know, have an idea of publishing?
I think we're going to, we're sort of getting the graphics right and things like that. So it should be up and going maybe next week, the end of the week.
Sneezing is bothering. It's scaring me here a little bit. It's getting closer and closer. Okay.
No.
I know. So you heard it both. Anyway, numbers 24 and 23.
Okay. So number 24 is popcorn.
Yes.
Right? I knew you'd like that.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Who doesn't like popcorn?
Yeah, even I like popcorn.
That's
And I'm usually a little bit iffy about the things you feel strongly about. But I really love popcorn, and I love the fact that it was a Native American, it has Native American origins, I should say. And there's a date for popcorn. We can say definitively that it was being popped in North America by Native Americans around 3,600 BC. Pretty good, huh?
Wow, that I didn't know.
So that is an ancient local food.
That's almost as old as beer that goes with it.
Right. And, you know, this is another really interesting fact. There's a lot of corn grown in this country, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of genetically modified corn. Mm-hmm. And some people feel poorly about that. Some people are okay with it. But it's a question mark, that genetically modified corn.
Mm-hmm.
No popcorn is genetically modified. The corn grown for popcorn is still pure.
Excellent.
Isn't that great?
Good to know.
Right. Okay, so number 23 is, I think this one's kind of fun, fried chicken and waffles. I knew you'd grimace. Have you even heard of it?
You're talking about together?
Yes, together. Yeah, I knew you wouldn't have heard of it. Well, this is the interesting thing about fried chicken and waffles, and I'm a food writer. I really didn't know about fried chicken and waffles until my daughter said maybe 6 or 7 years ago she wanted it for her birthday. I was like, fried chicken and waffles? And then I began looking around and I realized, oh my gosh, this is a thing. Well, it's actually a really old thing. So first of all, waffles came here with the pilgrims. The pilgrims picked them up when they stopped in Holland, and they were making them in Holland. They actually originally came from communion wafers. The secular people decided, hey, we like those communion wafers, and we want to try to do something secular. So they started making waffles. That was in Holland.
Okay.
Pretty cool, right? So the pilgrims brought them over. Thomas Jefferson bought a waffle iron from France in 1789. So waffles go back that far. But putting chicken on top of waffles really happened. This is the coolest thing. In Harlem, there is this famous jazz club in Harlem called Wells. And the Wells Supper Club.
Mm-hmm.
And the musicians would show up, and they'd stay late. And as they said, it would be too late for dinner and too early for breakfast.
Oh, okay.
So they would put a piece of fried chicken on top of a waffle.
That makes sense.
Right?
Oh, cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yes, it is.
So, and then this guy who was from Harlem named Hudson, I think is his name. Herb Hudson. He moved to California, and he opened something called Roscoe's House of Chicken and Waffles. And that was in the 30s, and that ended up being a celebrity spot, and it ended up being in a couple of movies. So that is really where this whole chicken and waffle thing started.
So you don't have to serve it at 2 or 3 a.m. It's an anytime dish now?
You can have it anytime.
Okay.
And I know that. My daughter had it for her birthday. Dinner.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. That's Heather Atwood of The Other Cape. I'm Rick Moore. This is MSO News Sports.